Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch!
All right, everybody, get your heads right. It is a Tuesday morning. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Happy to be here. Grateful to be here this morning. Just filled with gratitude. Had a great day yesterday. Tell you about it in a minute. I'm Woodsy. My co-host, Ben Higgins, will be along shortly. Our executive producer is here, Paul Reindel, freshly vaccinated, round two yesterday. Congratulations, Paulie.
Thank you.
Feeling okay?
I'm feeling okay, yeah.
Feeling okay. I've seen mixed results with round two specifically. I've seen it knock people on their ass. My parents got the second round. Nothing happened. Literally had no side effects.
My mother-in-law got the second round, and she was out for like 3 days.
Yep. Yeah, I've seen.
I wouldn't say I feel good.
I mean, do we ever really feel good, though?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I work morning radio, so I'm like, eh, I'm probably
you never, just... you never feel good at this job. That's the thing, is you're hearing us, and sometimes, hey, those guys are peppy. They sound good. We never really.
It's the drugs.
We never really feel good. Like, Ben, I can promise you. Never feels good. He never feels rested, ever. He never...
No joy in my life.
Right. He never is fully rested. I don't remember the last time I woke up and said, whew, I feel refreshed and great and ready to tackle the day. And I think that just comes with the territory. And it comes for the territory. It comes with the territory for all you guys that get up with us every morning at 5 a.m. You know, I mean, if you're getting up and listening to Ben and Woods every day at 5 and... I will be honest, it's shocking how many of you there are. It shocks me still. when we signed here and they said, well, you're gonna have to do 4 hours. And we said, oh, okay. And you're going to have to start at 5. We went, what? Nobody, why? Nobody's going to be up at 5. And surprisingly, we have a pretty good audience at 5 a.m. It's pretty interesting. My dad remarks on it all the time because I can't believe people are up at 5 listening to you guys. I said, I know. I said, I like our show. The first hour of the show is usually us just kind of having fun, but still, it's crazy how many people are up at 5 a.m. listening, and I know that you're not feeling refreshed either, so we have that in common.
Like, nobody wakes up, oh, wow, it's only 3:30 a.m.?
Yeah, right? Like, woo, man.
This is nice, but...
I feel good.
No, I mean, look, I would say I feel probably 70%. I wouldn't say that I had...
What do you feel on a daily basis?
Daily basis, I'm usually 80 to 90%. Okay. I usually do feel pretty good. Once I get in, especially once we crack the mics and we start the show, I'm usually feeling pretty good. My left shoulder hurts so bad. I feel kind of groggy, you know, just that like foggy feeling. But my shoulder, dude,
that's as far as you can go.
Can't lift it very high.
Massage it a little bit.
Been
just kind of
working it. It's just.
Well, listen, I'm glad you got it done.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't change my decisions or anything.
I get my second dose in a couple weeks. You want to hear the ultimate torture chamber for me? So there's a lot of, you know, this job is great. I really, when I sit and think about it, like any job, it has its pitfalls. It's got its things that bug you, certainly. Like any job, I don't know of a perfect gig in the world other than retirement, you know, where if you can make a lot of money in retirement, you know, that's the best gig in the world. professional golfers have, you know, they have beatings in their job. You know, the travel's got to be a beating, et cetera, et cetera. You know, and like, there's a, any job you come up with, there's something about it that you can complain about. You know, and for us, we get a lot of cool stuff. We get to do a lot of cool stuff. There's no question. So, for example, the U.S. Open is coming here in June. It's going to be playing at Torrey Pines, and it's going to be amazing. And we're going to be, hopefully, I know we're going to cover it like crazy because it's here. It's in San Diego, and we all happen to love the game of golf as well. So we're going to cover it. Now, they do a media day, and so you get to go out. In here in a couple weeks, actually. They're going to do it a little bit early. So we're not going to see the course as it's perfectly prepared for the U.S. Open, right?
Which is weird. I go to Media Day every year for the Farmers Insurance Open.
Right.
That's like 5-6 days before people start showing up to play that tournament.
Yeah.
This is like 2 months in advance.
Yeah, it's like 2 months in advance still. I mean, it's basically... And then, so we go in. They're going to do a lunch and a media session. And then we get to play a round of golf at Torrey Pines. I'm elated. I've played Torrey Pines before, but it was years ago, and I hated golf. I think I picked up on like the 14th hole and just drove my dad around for the rest of the round because I hated it. I couldn't stand being out there. I hated golf. Now I love golf, and I'm telling you, man, we get the chance to play a round at Torrey Pines here in a couple weeks. And
hang on. I already know where this is going.
Yeah.
The excuse is already starting.
What do you mean? What excuses?
I'm waiting for you to say, well, I got to get my second vaccine shot the day before we play golf.
No.
So if I play terribly, that's
no. What it only is. Only one of us bailed on golf today, and it's not me because of their sore arm.
Yeah, I have Pines either.
I have to get my shot that day at 4:15.
Okay, afterwards.
Yeah. So I have to leave.
Oh, wait. You're gonna leave early.
Yes, that's my whole beef. Is I get to do this, and I got to leave early to go get my second shot. So that's the torture chamber.
At like noon or something?
Yep. I'll play nine. I'll play nine holes, and then I'll have to be like, knowing, no, I won't.
Oh, and you're going to have to walk all the way back because I'm not going to leave early.
Right. No, you're not leaving. I'll just take my own cart. I'll take my own cart and drive back. And I'm telling you, man, I am I'm so disappointed.
You
but I'm
you can't move the appointment.
Nope, can't move the appointment. Won't move the appointment. I'm not going to mess with it. I'm fortunate enough to get it. I'm not going to. My wife would murder me also. Murder me if I bailed on that. So I'm going to do the responsible thing. I'm going to go play the nine. And I asked Ben, because Ben knows this stuff. I said, dude, am I going to look like an ungrateful turd if I leave early? He goes, I'll tell you, man. He goes, it's the media round. Everybody leaves early. Why? Because everybody's got to go to work. Very few people actually get to finish that round. Because people are like, dude, I got the 5 o'clock news or whatever. I got to get out of here. Because it's a bunch of media honks. So I have to leave early to go get my vaccine. But, man, I'm telling you, that's how important it is to me to go out there and get it. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'll get to play nine, which, hey, it's better than a sharp stick in the eye. You know, so I'm still very grateful. It won't happen. It won't. It won't. But watch me be, like, six over after nine, which for me would be unbelievable. Unbelievable. It would be incredible. And I'll say this. If I'm at even par after nine, Paulie, I'm not... I'm not leaving. It would never happen. I could never get nine pars in a row at Torrey Pines, right? But no, so we're looking forward to that. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. So, yeah, just very grateful today. Had a great day yesterday. Got home. Took the little guy for a walk down to the beach. And it was just great, man. It was just great. It was a wonderful day. And watched some Padres baseball. Another dub for the Pods. They're on fire right now. Yes, the Pirates are terrible. Doesn't matter. They're on the schedule. You beat those teams. That's the funniest thing about baseball.
You gotta win or you gotta lose.
Well, the funniest
so you
thing
might as well beat those teams.
Funniest thing about baseball is if you win, people are like, I mean, it's what you're supposed to do. If you lose, how could you lose to that team? So it's almost kind of a lose-lose. You have to win those games. They're doing it. This is these are games that the Padres would have dropped typically. When Trevor Cahill, of all people, comes out and shoves against you for six innings, you can barely scratch out a hit, barely scratch out a run. Padres would have found a way to lose that game years ago. I'm very encouraged by the direction of this team. And there should be nothing to complain about after a win, but people were complaining. It's why we do the segment Dip S Tweets. It's why we do that segment.
Oh my God.
It's why we do it. Because they won the game, And there's no style points in baseball. It doesn't matter how many runs you win by unless you're betting on it. It just doesn't matter. You got the win. Doesn't matter how you got there. Don't care if you had a position player pitching. Don't care if you had a backup catcher in. Don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, Yankees are a perfect example last night. I saw Yankee fans complaining because their backup catcher hit two home runs with Garrett Cole on the mound, and they won the game 3-1 against the Blue Jays. They were upset. They were upset because Stanton didn't hit one and so-and-so didn't get one. And it's just dumb. You sound like a dumb baseball fan when that happens. You got the win. It's all that matters. Yep. Win or lose. That's it. There are no ties in baseball. You know, we scratched out and got a half a point. No. You win. You got the win. That's what you do. You beat up on teams like Pittsburgh. It's how you get your record up. So if you do hit a little skid later on, you're okay because you won all those games early. So I'm very encouraged about this team. I'm very encouraged about Will Myers. And it's very evident to me that Will Myers is
in September, dude.
He is carries this team at times, and I love it. I love to see it. The redemption season of Will Myers continues. It's very clear what the problem was here. And I don't think the problem was Will Myers. I really don't. I know the guy's a professional, and it shouldn't matter who's your manager. You still got to hit the ball and field the ball. But I don't know, man. I just don't think he felt comfortable in his skin.
Oh, my God, bro. It's so miserable, man. It's insane.
And I know he feels comfortable now. And to watch him hit is a revelation.
In September, dude.
And he just looks so good. He looks like he's having so much fun playing baseball, and that makes me very happy. Very, very happy. So, yeah, look.
Crushes the ball.
He's just crushing. He's so locked in. And, I mean, you need him. You need him. You absolutely got to have that dude, you know? And, yeah, so let's see. A lot of people are up and tweeting right now. I love that. It still blows my mind.
Our friend Roman says, I feel fine. I'm with my boys at Ben and Woods. Yeah, you live in Jersey.
It's 8 a.m. You probably just rolled out of bed. I love Roman, though. I'll never break his balls about everything.
We're over here talking like, yeah, it's a grind, you know, waking up and turning it on at 5 a.m. He's like, I feel great.
Yeah, that's what happens, Roman. You're 3 hours ahead. I feel like grim death right now. I feel like grim death. It's okay, though. It's okay, because this is a great gig. You guys are a great audience. We're happy to do it. Ben will be in shortly, and we'll chop it up, man, and get our thoughts about last night. There's a lot to get to today. There's a lot to get to.
Julian Edelman retired yesterday.
Wow. I mean, who could possibly give a rat's ass about Julian Edelman retiring? But
Mount Rushmore of New England Patriots?
What does this mean for the Chargers?
I mean, it's a good question.
I just noticed you have a fan over there. How nice is that?
Yeah, I've had it every day.
You have?
Every single day since we've been at 97.3 The Fan.
That fan has been there? It's the first time I've seen it. That's the 97.3 The Fan fan.
That is the fan.
That is 97.3 The Fan.
That is the fan.
That's the fan.
That's the fan.
You son of a bitch. Ben and I over here sweating like pigs. Ben, mostly, he gets real warm in here. I usually get cold. Look at you.
It's been here.
Is that comfortable? It looks very comfortable.
It's not bad.
It's oscillating right now.
You can hear it.
Let's see. Yeah, let's see. Listen to the fan on the fan. Oh, yeah, you can. Why isn't it oscillating anymore?
It is.
What was that noise? That was a gunshot.
I don't.
What is that? Wow, wow, wow.
I don't know.
What is that?
We broke it.
That was amazing. You lucky SOB. I've never seen that before, and I thought I would notice it if it was oscillating. You know
it's
what I mean?
It's usually not oscillating. I think that was one of like the guys running the Padres game or something.
Oh, that's so good. Flavio says, hey, I feel like Stephen Woods was going to say hi, and Paul Reindel interrupted him. Flavio, hi. Good morning, my friend. Thank you guys so much.
Hi, Flavio.
For being up so early. It is mind-blowing to me. Boy, you guys are going to be sad when we move from 6 to 9. I'll tell you that right now.
Fingers crossed.
100%.
What the F is that?
What is that? You hear that?
Yeah.
It's like a echo. What did you do?
Didn't do anything.
Clearly. Hello? It sounds like gunshots or something. All right. Well, listen, you guys can call us. I know you're up. 833-288-0973. We'll take your calls next here on The Fan with The Fan. Here's traffic.